We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chav Tes Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Mechal HaKadeshim, all the Kadeshim, Shemim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that is said from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Koyflim Tevis Le'ela. We say the word Le'ela twice. Da'ayin Shemim Le'ela Le'ela, V'loy Bevav Le'ela, we say Le'ela Le'ela, not Le'ela U'le'ela. V'kiyum Shbekarach Tzrichim Liyah Shemana Asrim Tevis, since the Kaddish has to have 28 words, V'chol Shana Omrim Le'ela Mikol Berchasa, Ata Omrim Le'ela Mikol Berchasa. So we have room to make up, to have the second Le'ela instead of the two words Minkol that we combine into the word Mikol. The reason we say Le'ela, Le'ela is because these are the days that each one of us is judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the days that we're all hoping and praying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bestow upon us much chesed. And we say that when you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shower us with chesed, that causes le'ela le'ela, that there should be a Kiddush Hashem in the world. Sebeis, yesh nohagim uspal b'rashonim u'kippur, kol tefilas shmanesrei. There are those that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur say the entire Shemoneh Esrei b'kriya b'kvisus rosh bent down. V'amnam, however, kim shetzriach l'kriya b'brikas Magen Avram, we know that Allah requires one to bow by Magen Avram or b'moidim b'tchila b'soif, at the beginning of moidim and then at the end by the bracha of tov shimchal chana l'haydos. Alkein kodesh megil m'kayim eselu, before one comes to the places where he's supposed to bow down, he should lift himself up, that he should bow down where he's supposed to bow down, and it should be noticeable that he's bowing down because the halacha requires him to bow down. Also, one shouldn't bow down at the beginning, at the end of a bracha. But Markam Shleitikto Chachamein Zuchayin Levracha, where Chazal did not ask us to do so. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura summarizes that before every bracha, one should get up. And the reason being, if it's a bracha that Chazal did not tell us to bow down by, so we have to stand tall to show that we're following what the halacha requires of us, that we stand. If it's a bracha that the halacha requires that we bow down, so we want to show that we're bowing down because the halacha requires us to do so, and therefore before we're saying the bracha, we lift ourselves up and then bow down as the halacha wants us to do. V'tayv yoser, but now says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's better l'spal be'varm k'skufim, daven standing tall, u'b'leiv kafif, and our heart should be subservient to Hashem, u'b'demas, and crying. And Darizal in general said, Behet of quotes Darizal, that it's most appropriate to cry during the Tefillah and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Darizal said that somebody who doesn't cry shows that there's something wrong with him. And therefore, even when Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur fall on Shabbos, one should cry. And if somebody has difficulty crying, he should at least try to make a sound like he's crying. And of course, is to have kavanah and turn, as we all know, that we must, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that we are crying not because of sorrow. We're crying because we have this need to be close to Hashem. Umash noyagim l'spal b'kol ram. There was a minig that people davened the Shemoneh Esrei out loud, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, yesh levatel. Ki yesh l'spal b'lachash k'may b'chol Hashanah. One should daven quietly like the whole year. The minig came because people who didn't daven in shul all year, people who are maratzim, would come to shul on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and they didn't have a way, they needed this davening out loud to know to daven properly. We who Baruch Hashem daven all the time and to daven properly without davening out loud should not daven out loud the Shemoneh Esrei. V'yech matim lagbiloi kol ma'at. The days are those that say that you can raise your voice somewhat. Avloi harbe, not very much. Zor l'dagdi b'tfilos ha'hetov. One should be most careful to daven properly. Shlo yishana shum nekuda. you should pronounce every word properly. If you had a siddur machzer shemadui ketiv and daven from a siddur or machzer that has the proper nekudas lespal matoich and the daven from the machzer properly. Sifkimu kol hashana emer b'tefilah all year round. We'd say hakel hakadosh melech oyev tzedaka mishpat chutz merashan adlach yom kippur. Besides from rashana to after yom kippur, shetrich aloy ma melech hakadosh. That we say a melech hakadosh hamelech hamishpat. Lefish biyoma elu. Because during these days of the Seres, you made tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maram Mechusay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows how he is the king of the world. Lishpat Es Olam judges the world. In Tamav Amar Kel HaKadosh, if somebody said HaKel HaKadosh, Oishu Mesupiku, he's not sure, Am Amar HaKel HaKadosh or Melech HaKadosh, did he say properly a Melech HaKadosh or did he just say HaKel HaKadosh? Im Neska Teich Deidibur, if he remembers in the amount of time to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Meiri, I'm a Melech HaMeshpat, he could correct himself by saying a Melech HaMeshpat. Vein Tzarech Lachs L'Rosh, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. V'kein Adin by Melech HaMeshpat, and so is the Halacha by Melech HaMeshpat. Avolim Lo Niska Alach Kedei Dibur, if he only remembered that he said the wrong thing after the time of Ketei Kedei Dibur, as by Melech HaMishpat Tzarech Lachs L'Rosh HaTfilah, as far as Melech HaMishpat Kaddish is concerned, he should go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Afilim Esreik, even if he's not sure, Neshe Sholosh HaBrochs Rishonis, the first three brochs in the Shemoneh Esrei, Nechsheves Kachas, are considered like one brocha. Afil HaShtich Tziva B'Chazaros HaTfilah, even the Baal Tfilah, if he makes such a mistake, Tzarech Lachs L'Rosh, has to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. And since he's going back, since the Baal Tefillah is going back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, Tzrichon Lama Kedusha Sheinis, the Kedusha should be said another time. Ava Ba Melech HaMishpat, when it comes to Melech HaMishpat, Afilu Yochid Ein Tzarech Lachzer Afilu Yosef Bracha, then that Bracha doesn't need to be repeated. Kiven, because anyway, his Ketevus Melech B'Bracha Azois, the word Melech is mentioned in that Bracha. If all year round somebody accidentally said a Melech HaKadosh or a Melech HaMishpat, ain't Tzarech Lachzer. He doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But what would be appropriate is that when the Baal Tefillah says the Chazar Sashatz, since he clearly made an error when he was saying Shemoneh Esrei, he should pay attention to the Chazar Sashatz carefully. Sifdal B'Shabbos Arvis, B'Brichs Mein Shev, Mogen Avis V'chulei, Friday night by Mariv, Gamken B'Mokim HaKel HaKadosh, and that Mogen Avis also, instead of saying HaKel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. V'm Tar Shlich Tzivom HaKel HaKadosh, if the Baal Tefillah made a mistake and he said HaKel HaKadosh, Im Niska Miyat Tar Kedei Dibur, if he remembered immediately, Choy Zvayim HaMelech HaKadosh V'chulei, he should say HaMelech HaKadosh. Aval Achakach, afterwards, if he remembered that he didn't say it the right way, Enechayzu, he doesn't repeat it. Sif, hey, Im Shachas Achreinu, Michamoich V'chsoi, B'Sef Achayim, V'loin Neskar, and he didn't remember, Acham Baruch Ata Hashem, until he said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kivin Shamas Hashem, once he said the shame of the Brocha, Goymer Es HaBrocha, he finishes that Brocha, Mespal Ketseder, he continues davening, Vein Tzarech Lach, so he doesn't have to repeat anything. V'kein Imshach Loimer, V'chein Pachtecha, if during the davening he forgot to say, V'chein Tein Pachtecha, V'chosem, but he did say, HaMelech HaKadosh, V'fil Oyam Adayin Rak Baruch Ata Hashem, even if he just said the words Baruch Ata Hashem, Chosem HaMelech HaKadosh, he says HaMelech HaKadosh, V'ayim Ata B'chotan V'chul, he doesn't go back. When you do go back, because you didn't say the bracha, there are different menhagim. Some go back to where it is, where it was supposed to be inserted, even though it will cause that you will say the Shem Hashem again. And some don't go back to where it was inserted, but rather so they just say it right now, right here before the bracha, where they remembered that they forgot to say what they were supposed to say. Sivav, B'Sim Shemoneh Esrei, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Yesh Mesayim Oysa Shalom, V'yesh Enim Mishanim. Some people change the Nusach and they say, instead of Havavarach, as Am Yisrael, b'shalom, I say, Oysa Shalom, there are those that say it just like all year round. Mevarchus Am Yisrael, b'shalom, v'apakadeshim, so to b'rekadeshim, Ayrim Oysa Shalom, b'mraimav. The Svardim minig is not to say Oysa HaShalom. The Ashkenazim say Oysa HaShalom. Svardim only say it in the Kaddish, the Skabel, which is said after the Chazor Sushats of Shachros and Mincha. Siv Zayin, Im Chal Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Yesh Bekam Shem L'chun Naranana K'mayim V'shar Shabbos. In some places they say L'chun Naranana like they do every Friday night. Yesh Bekam to some places Shemeschil and Mizmah L'David, that they begin the Kabbalah Shabbos with Mizmah LeDavid, v'yesh b'kam shemaschil and Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos, and some places begin with Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos. V'kam mokayim yachzik minhagav, every place should do the minhagim that they are used to. There's also different minhagim. Nusach Sfard says Haidu before Mincha on Erev Shabbos. If Yontif falls on Shabbos, there are different minhagim regarding saying that Haidu, that different minhagim on that Friday, if it's Friday night, do you say Kegavna? There on Yontif, if Yontif falls on Shabbos, in the Lecha Doidi, we say Barino, B'Simcha, B'Tzala, and there's a different minhagim if those words are inserted on Rosh Hashanah. Is Rosh Hashanah considered like a Yontif or not?